ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 1-8-2021, and I will tell you, it is just totally getting wild weasel, is it not? Apparently, Pelosi is getting ready to bring impeachment against President Trump this coming week. Now, there's all kind of fog of war stuff, all kind of things out there. But before I go to any of that, I'm going to set this up properly, because who should be hearing this is going to become very, very apparent. He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field in the, is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a treasure hid in a field, the which a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. And again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of a great price, went and sold all that he had, and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore, and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth, and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Let me tell you something out there. Did you see Lindsey Graham just got a little bit of a taste of being a traitor, didn't he? At the airport. Smiling faggot Lindsey, okay? CIA puppy to the root, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. False ally of the president. But I'm going to tell you, it's more than that. It's the people in the Justice Department and William P. Barr, CIA, cover-up cleaner man. And when Dobemeyer and the good guys came out there in front of his house, he came down with his glasses off, a bulletproof vest, and he was ready to fight you. And he was going to sucker punch you if you said the wrong thing, and then his bully boys would have drilled everybody's butt and then shot you from afar with where he had the snipers and the gunship somewhere up above. So I'm telling you, Barr, William P. Barr, covered up for Hillary and Bill Clinton, and Poppy Bush in Operation Centaur Rose, Jade Bridge back in Arkansas. The Iran-Contra and all of those Arkansides. He covered that all up. And all of the drug dealing by the CIA, the money laundering into the money center banks, like the Rockefeller Bank affiliate in Little Rock there, the people that have the S name that used to run it, and I know their name, I'm just not saying it. Like I said last night, I forgot the general's name. The general's name was Lansdale. Thank you to my good friend who provided that after the show. Edward Lansdale is who Fletcher Prouty reported to General Y, if you want to recall, in the JFK movie. And if you've never seen Oliver Stone's JFK, you ought to go watch it, because you're going to see just exactly where stuff was buried back then and how they did it. And I know a lot about that because I knew people who were, let's say, assisted some of the people that provided props and things to that. I've also at one point met a special assistant to Stone that actually brought the Time Life Zapruder film to Stone. And then I also have met the people in the past, as I've told you, and I met them there in November, back October of 97, as I recall. You know, I mean, I met Robert J. Grodin, the former House Select Committee on Assassinations, photographic expert. And I've told you all those stories. So there is more to all of this than meets the eye, and they're trying to put you back in the bottle so they can milk you like a slave. So I'm going to tell you this. The career dissipation lights of Barr and of Comey and Ray Ray. Hairspray, Ray Ray, hairspray, the Ray Ray. Malibu Bodie, Malibu the Bodie. Puppy chicken shit to the root. Tears, tears. And I'm going to tell you what, do you hear it? Meemaw, 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 meemaw. That's your, do you see the flashing light, that little red light? You get up in the morning, all of you traitors in the government, in the intelligence world, in the high levels of banking, those of you worshiping Lucifer the Lightbringer, those of you involved with all the pedophilia crap, and the drinking the adrenochrome after you do the little kids, allegedly that never happened, even though the videotape one time showed that, video clips of Hillary and Uma Abedin on a pool table in a basement that sort of did look like the comet. Sort of did look like. Can't verify that. Allegedly might have been a certain pizza joint. And oh, China Joe, the first Chinese, red Chinese president of the United States is going to be, huh? Red China Joe. Red China Joe. Red China Joe was trying to use Goebbels' repeat the big lie today himself 3 or 4 times. Trying to use it himself, but he don't understand it because he doesn't know where he's at. And he has to have a managed press conference because he don't have the mental capabilities. So that 25th Amendment, old Joe, not really all that for that, because I'm going to tell you what, that's probably going to come into vogue pretty quick when Commissar Kamala, who has got the names of all the people she bailed out of jail, all those in the BLM, the Antipas, that were bailed out of jail by her and Biden and their people. Well, those are going to be the new commissars, the new political officers, the new tattletales, and let's track down those Christian patriots that voted for Trump. Track them all down. But I'm going to tell you, Lord Jesus has his archangels and other angels, and they're going to be the ones that come, and they're going to be fully filled with the directive from our Father in heaven. And you know, the Lord could do anything he wants, but I'm going to tell you, some people still tell me that this is going to be a marvelous turnaround, and it's going to be all of this. No, I do not see it that way. I see it with what Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and I see the revelations. I see it and read it and see all of the prophetic word from Lord Jesus. We're already in the beginning of sorrows. But the career dissipation light, Bebaw, every time you look in the mirror and comb your gel through your hair, Bodie, or you ray-ray, you pump your hair up and you put your spray-spray. Maybe, I bet you even got lavender scent to it, you know? Probably wearing your silk trunks too, huh? All I know is this, that you guys, when the end of the world is coming and the tares get sorted out, you're going to get thrown into the fiery furnace by the angels of our Father in heaven and by the archangels of Lord Jesus. You guys should be hearing, meemaw, meemaw, meemaw. Incidentally, I'm going to repeat what I said last night for those who didn't hear it. The beginning of the so-called attack on the Capitol, when there were a group of people that ran ahead or were already pre-positioned ahead, some of which Antifa, BLM, and other hired agentur, allegedly of other intelligence agencies, kites and hired actors by the CIA, kite, K-I-T-E-S. And then Biden today said they all had, you know, like, Nazi shirts, did you see their shirts they had on, all the stuff? No. And chanting Hitler, all that was bull crap. These people were hired up, and they were basically under the control of an on-site, like non-commissioned coordinator, using that weird horn. Did you hear the horn at the video when they're starting to fight at the gates or the bicycle racks gate things with the yellow emergency jacketed Capitol Police, and they're starting to pull on the gates and they're going back and forth against each other, and then there's too many people to come there. That horn was the green, was the go signal from the Antifa overlord, probably sitting there. And these people probably paid. And now your so-called FBI says they can find no evidence of any Antifa involvement. Yet a lot of people already know, and that know that some of the people are Antifa involved in the thing. So they're lying. So once again, the lies are coming from the crooks in the FBI. The lies are coming from the crooks there. And Lindsey Graham, you traitor, you could it. You had your hearings for window dressing. But you never, you let Rosenstein off the hook. You let Comey off the hook. You let McCabe off the hook. All this crap. You never intended to do jack doodly squat, Lindsey. So go home with your lover and you do whatever it is you do under the covers, you know? Still a bird colonel, I think, in the reserve, is he not? Now, at the same time, I'm hearing all these things about all these sealed indictments and all this stuff. And Hal put it out, and Hal did put a disclaimer. Hal Turner put a disclaimer on his thing that maybe that was being fed to him by the deep state to try to assuage the people. In other words, we've been waiting. I've been waiting for the QAnon, quote-unquote, or whatever, 4chan, 8chan, 27chan, 33chan, 666chan. I don't give a crap what it was. Been waiting since the November or October thing back in 2016, where they said in November there was going to be, by Thanksgiving, an indictment of Hillary Clinton and all of these hundreds and hundreds of pedophiles, okay? And that they were going to be thrown into prisons back then. That didn't happen. At that point in time, I paid attention, but didn't listen to it and evaluate it too much more after that. And then it just gets to be too much. Now, although it's sometimes, there are things that are hard to verify. Yet I know them to be true, so I don't discount it completely. But when it don't happen, it's interesting. I got to make sure. Got to make sure. And oh, now, this is old Josh Holly, who I've seen him before, and he is a good fighting man, and he's a Yale grad. And he's telling Biden, don't dare call me a Nazi, okay? And that's right, he should be, and he had his book canceled. Well, I'll tell you what, I'd order his book right now. All he's got to do is get another publisher and put it out. I'll order that book in a heartbeat. Holly's a good guy. But you see, they want to destroy the people ever from having a president or true representation. They want everybody in the Congress, everybody in the Senate, you know, in the House and the Senate. They want everybody in the Supreme Court. They want everybody in the executive branch, everybody in the pentagram, including old Miley, Millie Mala Mala Mila Mela, okay, and all the damn joint chiefs. Shame on you pieces of crap. And I'm going to tell you, it's always been the way that it's been for the most part, with a few exceptions. With a few exceptions. And while the true enemies of the United States are Red China, Russia, Iran, and others, including fallen angels and space aliens who have already hit the planet or sitting outside, they're already working. If you follow Mimic and you see what's being done now, there is some kind of effort with huge amounts of energy to modify, I believe, the spin rate of the planet Earth. And to speed it up, slow it down, and also to impact vast amounts of weather and climate all over the planet. So you see, this thing is not about, we're at the beginning of the coin or the whatever. This is about when Lord Jesus talks about in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and that the idea is Matthew 25 is part of the antidote, is to prepare with lamp oil, wicks, and you got to have a lamp to put lamp oil in. Well, what's good wrong with a Dietz lantern or a Petromax? Be a good thing to get, wouldn't it? 120-hour candles, flashlights. Because you see, in the midst of all of this, if it ain't going the way that they say it's going to go, or that they're hoping and thinking it's going to go, because you see, they think you're stupid. They think you're stupid out there. And you're not stupid. I mean, I got a lot of people that are a lot smarter than me that listen to this show. But I'm going to say this. They think you're stupid, and the AI is trying to put you back under the top of the lid of the genie bottle, all right? Now, they permanently banned Trump from Twitter. All his stuff. They're trying to pile on him and to try to bury him, and then at the same time, I'm hearing that he's in allegedly... President Trump is in a secret military base in New Mexico or, you know, somewhere. Maybe he's at the Archuleta Mesa. Hopefully he's not at that base. If he is, that's where the bottom levels. You got the aliens down there. Those aliens were talked about and discussed. Remember when a guy that Steve Quayle was going to interview a long time ago, when that guy, who was a contractor for the U.S. government, they dropped down in the construction and it busted through a thing, and they got down into the hive down in there in the Archuleta Mesa. in the northern New Mexico. So hopefully it's somewhere else. But I can't confirm that either. And I don't know who the heck can confirm that, all right? And all of this stuff, there's been a little too much of what I say is what's going to happen. People are telling, oh, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. That's part of what led us up to the Capitol event. That's part of, you see. The thing that created the scenario that then entrapped a certain number. And I think there was probably 250 to 500,000 people in D.C. that were on the side of President Trump. Now, the initial thing, because they only would allow 20 or 30,000 into the ellipse, that's where this number they're talking about, oh, there was only 20,000 people. And then some say, oh, there might have been 50. Now, the whole dadgum, you know, where the reflecting pool from the Washington Monument to the Capitol was filled. And other parts were filled, too. But I'm going to tell you, the tares, the evil ones, those working the iniquity, those like the heads of, you know, and even I would include Mushmouth in this. Old Mushmouth. Mushmouth, and then what's her name? What's that other person's name? Oh, she was, as I've told you before, Miss Lubrack of 1959 in Baltimore, Maryland. Miss Lubrack of 1959, whose daddy was some kind of a, allegedly, some kind of a Genovese man, you see? So I'm going to tell you this. The Lord Jesus and his archangels are going to come, but between now and then, we're going to have the wars, rumors of wars. We're going to have the fog of war, you see. We're in a fog of war right now, but I can tell you this. The first thing, the first preparation. Get on your knees, repent of your sins to Lord Jesus, and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. That is the key to this. That's the key. And let Jesus afford to you the promise that he made or by his deeds of coming onto this planet sent by our Father in heaven to where he was tried and punished and beat and put onto the cross. But he rose from the dead. He rose and now has got and done his job. And if you avail yourself of him and the promise that our Father in heaven and Lord Jesus give to you, you repent of your sins and ask him to come in to be your Savior, you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. If they come and kill you, if they come and attack your farm because you won't take the jab, if they come and want your crops, they come to your house and say, we want your guns, okay? Because you did not turn your $1,000 rifle in for a $150 mandatory buyback. Or that now your job went bye-bye because Joe Biden taxed your job away. And they moved that job back to where? Back to where China Joe gets his money from, baby. $1.45 billion, wasn't it, that the Chinese, the Red Chinese, Bank of China, the Communist Party, allegedly gave to Hunter Biden? Well, now who says they even invested it? Because the old Joker Tut got $1 billion from the king of the Saudi Arabia, allegedly put, I believe, what was that bank? Master Chief? That bank allegedly was the Fuji Bank in the Grand Cayman, wasn't it? I believe it might have been. $1 billion in cashola, okay? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Flynn and Sidney Powell are permanently banned now. You see, I heard Juan Williams call for the banning of Trump from all media. Michelle Obama, or is it Michael with the big, Obama, you know? As Joan Rivers said, the tranny. And then after Joan Rivers said that, Joan Rivers died mysteriously in the midst of an operation or sort of a small operation in a private operating center in New York City. I believe it might have been cosmetic. Went in for something more routine, and bingo, she croaks right after that. So I'm going to tell you, it's getting to be awfully interesting. And you know, here's something interesting. July 6, 2018, federal prosecutors, thanks Doc Jack, on Friday moved to drop all charges against the last 39 people accused in participating of a violent protest on the day of President Donald Trump's inauguration. That's when they burned up a limousine. Remember all of that and did all the stuff? Well, those people, all the charges were dropped against them on July 6, 2018. So China Joe, the first red Chinese president, Red China Joe, Red China Joe, Red China Joe and Commissar Kamala, Red China Joe, Commissar Kamala, Red China Joe, you stole the show. Red China Joe, you stole the show. Red China Joe, you stole the show. And your kid got paid, don't you know? Your kid got paid, don't you know? What they're going to do, and I heard it in Biden's voice, if you are a police officer, if you are a sheriff or a deputy sheriff, okay, if you are a detective, if you are a particularly any kind of police, but particularly if you are white European ancestry, then he's got them investigating you all throughout all the police departments for white supremacy. And then if you're Josh Hawley representing good Missouri people, working people and farmers and St. Louis and Kansas City workers of all colors, all religions, all nationalities, if Hawley doing a good job representing Missouri is now a Nazi, according to Biden, then you see where they're going to go. Old Healing Joe, don't you know? Red China Joe, Red China Joe, you stole the show. Red China Joe, you stole the show, and they paid you a little boy, don't you know? You get the cut, you get the big, big cut, you get the cut. I'm going to tell you what. Commissar Kamala M. Hoff is waiting in the wings, all right? And, of course, isn't it fitting that Commissar Kamala plagiarized, allegedly, a Martin Luther King story? And you know what? I much more admire Dr. King and what he said in his famous speech. Don't judge anybody by the color of their skin, but by the character of their heart and what they do and their deeds. Now, was it bad when President Trump lowered the unemployment rate down to about 3.9% and boomed this economy? And that the lowest unemployment rates for blacks, Hispanics, Asian Americans, women in the history of the United States took place and was there until the little Lord Fauci rise, the little Lord Fauci rise, who paid, allegedly, under an NIH grant, money to the Wuhan lab. The Wuhan lab to add on. To add on the HIV gene, you see. On to the deal. And then spread the crap starting last fall at the Invitational Special Operations Games in Wuhan, where then at that time, after they released it, they turned on the 5G so big time that I had somebody who said they were there. And thank you to my friend, somebody there that they could feel the electricity in the air was so heavy. Did you see Alex Jones's video in D.C. where they showed these massive portable power structures that have been installed with these special towers up all over the mall and everything? They're going to broadcast 5G, 8G, 7G, whatever it is. As he says, you know, vitamin K or the electric vitamin or whatever Alex calls it. But this ain't going to be, and I didn't get a list of all of Doug and Steve last night, but this ain't going to be going back to a normalcy, all right? Because with China Joe, Red China Joe, who stole the show, and Commissar Kamala, don't you know, they're going to come for you. They're going to come just like Jesus said in Luke 21, all right? They're going to come for you, and some of you, they're going to be put to death, all right? You're going to be hated of all men for my name's sake, Jesus said. And he is Jesus, and you're going to be hated for him because you like him. But I think they're going to come for all practicing Christians, Jews, anybody who's just like the FBI. Their definition of domestic terrorist back in the 90s was basically anybody who believed in a conspiracy theory or that the United Nations was trying to take over the world or that there were the Federal Reserve was a private entity that was trying to control the economy, or anybody that believed in literal. You remember what the Attorney General, old Butch, used to say back then? That anybody in her definition of that, and this was printed on good old FBI. Fiddle with boys internally is what you become. So the fact is, old Butch Reno, she said that anybody who had a belief, a literal belief in the Holy Bible, that they believed that it was divinely inspired word, that they were a domestic terrorist. And now you've got, I understand, some of the so-called big Christian groups and so-called the Pope, okay? I say so-called Pope, who are now saying that it's okay to go out and get the vaccine, and that is Christian and loving and all of that. And the stuff might work, but what they're feeding you, see, it may heal you. It may keep you from getting it. But that's not an act of faith. That's an act of faith in their Luciferian science, which created the COVID-19 in the first place, and we've been tracking the Red Chinese on this show for years inside the United States, going into caves in Kentucky with teams and dragging out the bat guano and the whole bit, playing with the viruses and the SARS. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. You want to keep old Hawk on the air swinging for the fences. You want to keep old Hawk in the game. And I hope you do. And incidentally, you can email me at radiohawk777@hotmail.com. radiohawk777@hotmail.com. And every time I do it, I don't put that out on every show, because every time I do it, I get all kind of weirdo stuff in the mailbox. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Shalazala Bing Bong, I am the African nation, and I have money for you if you just contact me and give me all your information. We'll put it to your bank, right? That kind of stuff, the Nigerian fishermen and all that stuff. But RadioHawk777@hotmail.com, and anything is most needed and welcome. If you can slip anything in there, Federal Reserve note, a little metals, you know, check, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, Prairie Village, Kansas. Excuse me. Radio, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. I'll repeat. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And let me say this also, is that I am just not knowing the time or the place, you see, but I can tell you that we're in the season. We're in the season. We're in the beginning of sorrows, is what the Lord Jesus describes it in Matthew 24, and you better figure out what that means. The beginning of sorrows, you see. Because it doesn't improve after that. And if things were not stopped for the sake of the elect, there should no flesh be saved. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, prepare tonight after the show. Go out and get some more stuff tomorrow, because at some point in time, you're going to see this thing start to take off, and they're going to go rapidly. That first 100 days, you remember Obama's first 100 days? And they're going to go rapidly, and they've got everybody, you see, who has ever given Trump money or any kind of thing. They collect all that stuff. Anything done over the line, anything done over your phone, anything on your Twitter, anything on your Facebook, your Instagram, your hookah to hockada, okay? Any of your social media, all right? You're loading up your own dossier, your own intelligence dossier, your file, which then they can parse with the AI. And then now, did you see where Alexa is going to be able to take one of your loved ones, like maybe your grandmother or your father or your brother that you lost or something a few years ago, and they're going to be able to make a projection of them onto the wall or in a holographic image, and they're going to talk to you in the exact voice, you see. Now, that fits with some things I've heard about Days of Darkness. And how you go out during that time period, you better be inside with crosses on every window and praying and ready to do battle against the most evil in the world. All right? That what they're going to call to you from outside the house, it's going to say, Sonny boy, your mother's out here. Why won't you come out and see me? You see, that kind of crap. Or little girl, oh, it's your granddaddy. Oh, come out here. I'm out here. Why won't you come and see me? They announced that crap, I think Brother Quayle had on this thing this morning, about Alexa and the supposedly being able to resurrect the dead, okay? Do you see the great delusion, the strong delusion, and already I'm hearing from a lot of people that are in contact with me, they're seeing it throughout in their where they work, in their families, in the towns, the cities, etc. They're seeing people that are just beyond any kind of an idea that any of this means anything, and it's just back to good old go to the mall, you know. And old China Joe, it's going to be okay, and then 2 more years we'll get him again, and maybe, you know, maybe they can flood the court and then make D.C. and Puerto Rico states. Let's go ahead and make Guam one, too, and make, you know, all protectorate states, and then make sure that they go and pay off all the people on Guam and pay off all the people in the various places, and make sure that they have democratic or socialist Democrats as their senators. And these mushmouth Mitch McConnell, who I think is now the head of the minority head of the Red Chinese Senate. Then you got the Schumer, because the Schumer is getting ready to hit the fan right now. First we take Georgia, then we take the world. And then he said, oh, Senator, oh yeah, first we take Georgia, then we take America. That guy's a Luciferian, stone cold Luciferian. All right? Worse than Lucifer the Lightbringer. They're communist piece of crap. So I'm going to tell you, the top slots of all of the U.S. government agencies, the intelligence agencies, the military, the executive branch, the legislative branch. And let me tell you this, in Congress, I'll bet you there's only out of, what is it, 100 senators and, what is it, 435 reps, right? I'll bet you out of that, you maybe got somewhere like 6 or 7 senators that are worth the crap. You may have out of the 435 people in the House, maybe you got 25 to 30 that are not sold out or don't have major blackmail on them, or blackmail sufficient to where they really are, you know, nailed. I'm not talking about a little campaign contribution here or there, because every single one of them have to raise, most of their time in D.C. is spent raising money from constituents to get elected for the next election. They have to spend an inordinate amount of time on that daily in order to get big lugs. If they want the big lug to where they don't have to work every day on it and get the, you know, $500 and $1,500 contributions, or the $25, you know, sent in, they want the millions, the 2 millions, the 3 million at a time, well, then they got to give them something, you know. But Lord Jesus and our Father in Heaven are telling you about your career dissipation lights in Luke 13, you see, because the tares, those that work iniquity, are going to get plucked out and removed by the angels of our Father in Heaven and Lord Jesus, and they're going to get thrown into the fiery furnace, and there'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth. So can you hear it out there? Hairspray, can you hear it? Malibu, Jillhead, can you hear it? Mr. Peepers, William P. CIA Barr? Or is it Ron Johnson? Are you still Ron Johnson from when you were at the Little Rock base, you know, in the bunker, the ammo bunker, and you told Clinton that you were shutting it down, and Amron Near was there, and Terry Reid was there, and what was his name? Oh, Ollie North, named John Cathay, okay, during that era. Or the local CIA station chief. Or Clinton's chief of staff. And who was the other guy? Felix Rodriguez, a.k.a. Max Gomez back then. Always carried Poppy Bush's personal phone number in his pocket of his wallet, and he's the guy that cut off Che Guevara's manos, allegedly, and put them in a shoebox, you know, as trophies. Not that Che Guevara was a great person, you know, nor Castro or any of them. But the fact is that all of that was shut down by William P. Barr. And now he shut it all down again, and he bottled it all up, just like I told you he was going to do from the beginning. At the most, I said he would do a limited hangout, dangle somebody out and make them the brunt of it all. They got one little lawyer out of the FBI, and they pinned all the tails on the donkey, okay? And then you got Comey, Strzok, Page, McCabe, Orr, other Orr, Baker, all of these different people who could be indicted on multiple cases for being involved in a plot. Add in Brennan, add in Clapper, and probably some of their deputies being involved in a plot of a coup d'etat against President Trump. But see, they've succeeded in it. Now they're trying to bury him. And to make him so and his entire family so they cannot ever rise again, you see. Well, I pray that the Lord Jesus will protect Donald J. Trump and his family against all evil and any of those supporters, because now anybody who voted for him, anybody who ordered the MAGA hat, anybody who donated a lot of money, because those campaign contributions all appear. Name, address, phone number, credit card, the whole bit. The amount of donation. They got those lists already. They're going to give those to the secret police. And just like the stupid Bolsheviki, the scumbag Bolsheviki, they made the most corrupt, hardcore, killing, nastiest, dirtiest street fighters into their Cheka, okay, into their KGB, into their secret police, and they're going to start to come for you, and I'm going to tell you, they're already illegally, years ago, transferred all of the records of all of the gun stores that were just on paper in those days. They, under penalty, were going to shut you down and shut down your gun shop or your gun range. We need all of those forms. From Biden, we have to put them on the computer. Well, that was supposed to be illegal. The forms are supposed to stay at the gun store or at the sporting goods store or the gun shop or whatever, you know. But all of those were uploaded to computers long ago. Then they cross-check all of this stuff. Then they watch ammo and they crisscross that. The AI has got the squared hypotenuse of the letter pi, okay? And every single thing you've said on the TV, your little phone, your streaming device, everything you said, I don't care, even into the pay phone at the old bus stop. All of it's wired. All of it goes through. Every search engine search, so it don't make any difference. The idea now is to make sure you're aware of that, to make sure that you go well-heeled. Wherever you go, make sure your shoes are shiny and you got good, nice heels on them, right? Well heeled, right? And that you conduct yourself in such a way as that you leave intervals of escape in front of the car in front of you in traffic, and that when you stop at the stop sign, you look and you determine in your side mirrors, if there's anybody coming up on you, you watch your rearview mirror, you watch your cameras, you watch all the things ahead of you and to the side, and then if there is some kind of thing you've got your figured out already, when you're sitting there, where am I going to drive this car and floor it if somebody comes up to hit me with a gun or to try to take the car over and arrest me? Because they are going to come. Because if you're out there and you have a love for Lord Jesus, you have a love for our Father in heaven, okay? You are a Second Amendment proponent. You are a Bill of Rights proponent. And one of my relatives signed the Declaration and the Constitution. I had people in my field that knew Lincoln personally, all right? And bought in the Blackhawk, you know, in the units that he had and stuff. In the Indian Wars and different things. I know all about all that stuff. Known a lot of people, but I'm going to tell you this. The only true thing that you can count on is our Father in heaven and His only begotten Son, Lord Jesus. And every knee is going to bow eventually to Jesus, and that's all there is to it. He is the true CIC. He's offered you the way, the truth, the light. He's given you the marvelous blessings. If you haven't read it recently, and I've you know, exhorted you to read it many times, that means strongly tell you to read it to your kids. Read that John 14, you know. Read about the faith in the mustard seed, or that the Lord has given you dominion or power over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. Claim those rights as a believing, somebody who believes in Lord Jesus Christ, okay? Claim them. Take advantage of that and understand that you, as a free person in this country, have so much more ability and power and majesty and the ability to project and to create effects in this world than anybody that's ever stood on the planet. I'm going to tell you what. Let me just, if I've got 2 seconds, I might read it again. Because I'm going to do it right now. That's what I'm going to do. Let's go to John. Let's go to John 14. Let's go to John 14. Where is it at? I got to find it quick, don't I? There we go. We got it right there. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and the words that I speak unto you? I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that's Jesus saying that, he that believeth on me, listen, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye, that's you out there, people, you're the ye, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And at this time right now, the son I've talked to you about of the Nunamakers, who are the Indochina people who have been missionaries there for over 50 years and who we've helped them with the Bible projects. Their son had a stroke, and I want you right now, Lord Jesus, pray with me, people. Lord Jesus, go to the son of the Nunamakers in the hospital in the big southern city. You know where it is, Lord Jesus. Will you touch him right now, Lord Jesus? Will you deliver him a medical miracle and restore to him full ability of all of his limbs, full ability of all of his breathing, of his speech, of his brain, of all the thinking and all of it? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And ladies and gentlemen, if you still want to help a little bit to get Bibles out to people that are hungry for the word of the Lord, you can go and send any amount, check, money order, cash, send it to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. I would send it to Nunamaker, Nunemaker, Bible Project, or Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with the Y, Pennsylvania, 1-800-273-17067. And may Lord Jesus bless that and bless and return it to you all. And Lord, to all the listeners out there, I pray that you would go to them and that you would afford them superabundance in all of their needs and all of their wants, Lord, to prepare for what is getting ready to come. And Lord Jesus, you can provide everyone listening a medical miracle that they need or a financial miracle, or Lord, to grant them true sanctuary for their families and where they would be that they will not be touched. And to those that have the toughness and who you need on the line, Lord, because you do need people on the line against your enemies and against evil to stand and to hold it until you return with the archangels and probably Brother Greg Evenson dropping down and a few others. And I wouldn't surprise me to see old Boom Boom McGlock. Lord, I pray that you will deliver to these listeners and the people I'm talking about, that you will give them the strength, you see, to stand, Lord. And all those that I said are the toughies that, Lord Jesus, you want or need on the line, to stand on the line. You identify yourself to him, manifest yourself to them, tell them, hey, or send Michael like you did to me. And tell them that you're needed and where you need them to be and what you need to do. And you tell them to be careful about listening to the stuff that is not of you, okay? And there's the questions that can be asked, you see. Lord Jesus, in your name I pray that you will protect all my listeners against all evil. Ladies and gentlemen, if you also want to do some good, you may need to get yourself some gold or silver. If you've got all your preps, then you're in good shape. But if you want that, or if you want the knowledge of where we're at today, Brother Steve Quayle's got it. SteveQuayle.com. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of your teams. Tonight, take them out. Your spacecraft, take them out. Satellite and tickle those places that the enemy hides in the space. Come to all people hiding out in Antarctica and the places. Fandango Ranger that knows. Get up, get a tent. Picky the Pool, baby, you bastard, you creature. Right up. Road track. Little Neil. May the Lord protect you against all evil. But hear the call of the Lord. And listen to what your daddy, mom. May the Lord protect you against all evil. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and prepare.